Strange Adventure. The Japanese army swept like a relentless wave across the Dutch East Indies, pushing men and guns deep into the green-clad mountains. The Dutch defenders fought stubbornly to hold their homes, then fled into the jungles to fight again. Hans Greven, the plantation owner at a small New Guinea outpost, called upon the commander of the nearby garrison.
Captain Van Fleck, the Japanese will soon be here. To stay and fight is suicide. And you know what will happen to us if we surrender. There's only one thing we can do. There's a good supply of food and ammunition at my plantation. We must pack as much as possible into the jungle and carry on a guerrilla warfare until help comes or until we are all dead.
The soldiers helped Greven load trucks and carts with supplies and hurried into the jungles. High into the mountainous interior they climbed, following tortuous native trails, trying as best they could to cover their tracks. Marta Greven, the planter's young daughter, helped with the cooking and other camp chores and soon became the sweetheart of the beleaguered fighters. She sang well, and her soft, melodious voice helped to still the nervousness of the men as they waited for chances to attack the scattered forces of the enemy. One day at sundown, a wounded scout staggered into camp and fell near Captain Van Fleck's camouflage shelter.
Five of us ran into a large patrol. The others are dead.
The captain lifted the bleeding man's head.
Did they follow you here? I don't know. I may have thrown them off my trail, but I'm not sure.
The officer called his men together and told them the story.
Carry our supplies to the cave at the top of the mountain, then return here.
Hardly had he spoken than a sentry rushed up with the news that a large party of Japs were searching the jungle a short distance away. The captain checked his automatic and called to his men.
You'll have to get rid of that patrol before the whole Jap army finds us.
The guerrilla fighters crept through the jungle, their guns and long native knives held at the ready. As they approached a clearing, they came upon the patrol, about 50 small green-clad warriors moving stealthily forward, searching every bush for their quarry. Suddenly, every man in the patrol stopped in bewilderment, seemingly transfixed. This seemed to be a never-ending wonderment to the sullen little men who were like human bloodhounds so near their prey, because out over the dense jungle floated the low, lilting notes of a native melody. The chant vibrated above the hiss of the Japanese boots that moved through the underbrush. The Japanese halted and turned toward the sound. In bewilderment, they stood transfixed by the luring voice of the jungle Lorelei. Suddenly, the jungle was alive with yelling, shouting, slashing warriors of the wild. The dreaded mountain devils had struck again, and another picked patrol of Japanese jungle fighters failed to return to camp. When the short battle was over, the small Dutch girl, Marta Greven, climbed down from her hiding place in a tree and smiled upon her victorious companions. Her soft, sweet song, which was a native lullaby, had become a serenade to death. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Murder Attends the Opera, our next tale of Strange Adventure.